Hello and welcome to So Now You Want a Baby. I'm Nicole.
I'm Brian.
So we are on episode 33.
Yeah.
We should be on episode
34.
But as you may have noticed or not noticed,
if you pay that much attention,
but we weren't here last week. We had some interesting reasons why we weren't here, but we'll get into that later. First, okay. We'll give you what you're here for. Updates.
You sure you want to give it to them now?
Yeah. I mean, they've waited an extra week, don't you think?
Well, sure.
So, we had some exciting news last week. We got our embryo results.
Excuse me. The tests.
Oh my gosh, I just had the biggest yawn. Any hoodles. So we had sent away 8 embryos for genetic testing.
Mm.
And how many came back normal?
6.
6 came back normal.
Well, normal in the normal sense, yes.
In the only way that it can be normal in a genetic testing.
Well, you know, only one came back normal in my world.
I get it. Oh my gosh. You're keeping me up. You actually are keeping me up. But any hoodles. So, as Brian was foreshadowing and ruining the story.
I'm good at that.
Uh-huh, always. Of the 6 embryos, we had 5 girls and 1 boy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It made for a very pink confetti party at the house.
It did. If you watch our TikTok at Now You Want a Baby, you can see our embryo gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And sneak peek into the behind the scenes. I got the genetic test results and the genders from the doctor, and then I got the confetti things. So I already knew it was 5 girls and 1 boy, and I was, like, dying to tell Brian. And I was like, man, I should really hide the boy for last, just to really mess with Brian. But
wasn't it the first one that I pulled?
Second. It was the one I pulled.
Oh, that's right.
But I wanted to be surprised, too, and I wanted my reactions to be genuine. Even though, like, I knew the end numbers, I still wanted to, like, you know, whatevs. So I'm sure so I mixed them all up and we pulled them and the second one was a boy. And so I'm sure when Brian saw number 2 was a boy, he's like, yeah, 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah, not so much.
Nope.
No, not so much.
Not so much at all. And honestly, like, I was so, what do I want to say my word is? I was really in shock. Like, never did I ever think that we would only have 1 male. I just really didn't.
Yeah. Well, I guess my boys are doing me wrong.
Your boys are girly.
Yeah, my boys are doing me wrong.
Hey.
But they did say that as far as grade wise,
yes,
and all that, like, I don't, you know more about that than I do. But as far as, you know.
So they grade the embryos on, like, different things, and the ratings can range from an A to a C. Anything below a C is not considered good. A is great, B is good, C is fair. So we had 2 girls that were Cs, we had 2 girls that were Bs, and we had 1 girl that was an A. And then the boy was a 4 double A. She said, if we were just going based off of who's the strongest or which embryo is the strongest, that's the one we'd put in.
I like it.
And it was, so before she told me the genders of any of them, she was like, so we had 2 Cs, 2 blah, blah, blahs, 1 A, 1 double A, blah, 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 blah. And then she goes, and we have 5 girls, 1 boy. And all my heart is racing is, what if the boy's a C?
Looking at his dad, it should have been a C.
Or a D.
Or maybe even an F.
Oh, that day. I was talking about D.
I know.
Like the D?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it.
All right, good. Just making sure. So, ever since our quote-unquote gender reveal thing, mm-hmm. which was, oh, I can't even remember.
Last Tuesday.
It was Monday.
Was it last Monday or Tuesday?
I had book club.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you had book club.
Ever since then, my life has...
spiraled out of control.
Spiraled out of control. So much so that I literally signed up today for my employee assistant program therapy. Like, it's just where, like, you get 16 sessions free if you're your employee assistant. I'm literally losing it, babe.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
I just am so overwhelmed. Like, things that normally make me happy aren't making me happy. I feel like I'm lashing out. And I'm so stressed. And that's not helping.
What, my comment?
Yeah, your comment.
I'm sorry, I was just trying to put a funny in there.
It's not funny.
Okay.
You gonna say something?
Lucky I'm cute?
No, you're not cute. You've got nothing going for you right now. Hideous. Anyways, glad I poured my heart out for my husband to make fun of me. So, awesome times.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why I need therapy. But, anywho, I've just been feeling very overwhelmed and just...
To be fair, we have had a freaking shit ton of stuff going on.
I know.
Like, as of late. Like...
I know.
More than... I mean, we always have a lot of stuff going on, but more than normal.
I'm like, more than I can handle. Like, okay, but you would be proud of me. So, we decided that we were going to go... Let me rephrase. We decided we were going to purchase a travel trailer. Specifically, a toy hauler. I found the one that I wanted. I negotiated the price on it. And I talked with the person yesterday about potentially coming out today. And they said... I said, well, we could be there about 6... or 6:30, and they texted me back last night, AM or PM, and I was like, PM? Like, who would come at 6:30 in the morning? But anyways, they never responded back. So, mind you, the plan would be for me and the kids to meet you at work and go from work because it's an hour and a half away, and I, or 2+ hours from home, and I wouldn't want to wait till you got home at 6 to go. It's 8:30. It's too late. So I decided that that was the plan. So I messaged him this morning and I was like, hey, just want to confirm, are we good for tonight? Never gave a yes. Where are you coming from? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, just, and then never said anything again until 4:15. So normal Nicole at 4:15.
I was kind of wondering what happened to said situation. Like, I know we talked about it, and I'd never heard anything from it. And usually, you're the one that reminds me of, hey, we got to do this after work, or this, that, and the other. Anyway, 4:15.
So 4:15 rolls around. Normal Nicole would have freaking thrown the kids in the car, stressed herself out, gotten everyone ready as quickly as possible and been a mess and driven as fast as I could down the hill to get to you and run around. And I would have been just in a shit-tastic mood because I was running around. And I thought about it for 0.01 seconds and I was like, nope, it's not going to be today. Because he wants it today. Because he wants his money. He wants it. And I was like, no, I have 4 children. That I need to get ready.
And, like, dude, I mean, obviously you're probably not listening, but if you're out there listening, like, dude, obviously we gave you the option the last night, like, and you, no response.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we're not going to drop everything. Yeah, we're not going to drop everything because now all of a sudden you want to freak. Nah, dude.
Exactly. And so that was my point. I was like, dude, no. Like, normally, yes, I would drop everything and I would take care of it. But I was like, you know what? We'll just have to wait one day and figure it out. And if it's not available tomorrow, then it's not meant to be because I'm not dropping everything. And then maybe tomorrow you'll set a plan with me earlier. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, again, we won't do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I have to know, I would say, by 3 o'clock.
At least, by at the latest, by 3
so
o'clock.
So that I can get ready, get down the hill.
Get everybody, you know, organized.
So we'll just have to see what happens. I mean, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it's like, yeah, dude, I mean, I'm not freaking bending over backwards to give you my money to freaking buy your trailer.
So what's gross is, for double the money, like, I saw a really, really nice one. But I was like...
Was it the same one you already showed me?
No, I haven't showed you.
Oh.
I didn't show you because it was like, I want it, and so I don't even want to know it's possible. Because I guess my thing is... And, okay, so the new one that I like is our original budget, right?
Okay.
But then we cut our budget in half because we realized we could get a couple years older and spend half as much.
It might need a little bit of work, but not, right. You know.
And I already thought, like, it might be not a terrible project for me and the girls to, like, redo the trailer. We know that I can redo a trailer for $1,000. And that was, like, really redoing it.
Well, and I mean... For me, and obviously that's why I want to go look at it with you, is because I'm there for the structural, like, everything works.
I'm there for pretty.
And you're there for the pretty.
Yeah, and so it's, I guess now that we've discussed cutting our budget in half, I like the idea of saving the money even more than I like the idea of having a nicer, newer thing.
And I'm not, like, being a weirdo either, but, like, I kind of like the, I'd almost rather maybe not twice the budget, but I'd rather pay a little more for something that's turnkey, ready to go.
Too. You would? So you'd rather go back to our original budget? It's hard.
But see, I don't know. Like, I guess it's just hard for me because there's so many variations when you start going into our budget that we have now.
Yeah.
There's so many variations of, like, okay, this is a good deal, or okay, this is a real freaking pile.
Right. You know what I mean? And I think that we've, I mean, the one that we're going to look at is not a pile. I mean, it's got everything. It's
just a little, it's just a little outdated.
But, you know? I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want a turnkey, we're going to have to double our budget, maybe triple.
And that triple is definitely not happening. And double is still kind of like, eh.
Because if we go in the middle, like, if you, like, go right in the middle, you're still not getting any better.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well just go with your low budget.
No, I've kind of noticed that also.
You pretty much have to double the budget in order to get anything.
I mean, you're either going to go low budge, like we're trying to, or go high budge, which we're there's no in between. I know
how
that goes.
If you go in between, you're getting the low budge for more.
Yeah.
More money.
Is basically
exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I've spent enough time checking and looking and all that stuff.
No, and I don't disagree, and I'm familiar enough with the market to know.
And of course, this is the worst time to buy one.
Right in the middle of summer,
uh-huh.
When everybody wants to go camping?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still think we should have traded your motorcycle for that one in Peeville.
Does he still open to that?
Yeah, but I don't want to deal with it because of your whole fit over the...
I didn't have a fit.
Mm. You did.
Oh. I'm sorry. But I didn't mean to have a fit.
It's definitely an argument point in our relationship.
Was it... That was the motorcycle plus cash, right?
No.
Oh, straight up?
Yes. Don't you get me started again.
Okay.
Then for our budget, you could have had a brand new motorcycle.
That's true.
All right. I'm going to let it go. Who's that? I have breathed out and exhaled that. So... All right, so now to why we missed last week.
Why did we miss last week?
Hey, PG.
Okay.
Maybe PC is the word I want, but.
So I get, let's just start this out how.
No. Let's backdate it.
Okay.
Let's backdate to 60 days ago.
Okay.
Let's then.
Fair enough.
Well, 45 days. Let's 6
Fair
weeks.
Enough.
Let's
Fair
backdate
enough.
6 weeks ago. Then let's backdate a week prior.
Yep.
Let's backdate 2 days prior, and then we'll go to day of.
Okay.
Because those are important points.
Okay, take it away.
I thought you were going to backdate.
You're better at that. Okay, long story short, okay, This is going back the 60 days or 45 days.
Yeah, it was 6 weeks prior to last week.
We decide that we're going to sell our other house.
Yes.
Okay, so I get on board with it. We do all the necessary steps, yada, 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 whatever. Okay, they come out and do their inspection. Hey, they want to come because we're selling it to basically a big bank is basically, you know. So they want to come out and do their inspections and yada, 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 make sure it's not a pile of crap and call it good. So, okay, we go through all that, okay? And this is with our tenant in there. They go do the inspections and this, that, and the other. And anyway, we decide to take their offer.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it was the same day we took their offer or maybe the next day. I don't remember exactly.
I'm pretty sure it was the same day.
But
because it was so important to me.
Either way, when we almost immediately after we accepted the offer
and decided to 100% sell,
we told the tenant, we told our tenant.
Yep.
And we said, hey, this is your 30 days. You need to be out.
Which was actually 6 weeks.
So, yeah, it was about 40, 45 days. So we were like, hey, you need to be out by said day, and if you need help, let us know.
That's not even what I said. I said you can store the stuff at our house. You can use our trailer. You can we can pull a trailer onto the property. You can sleep here. Like, I legit was bending over backwards
because
I did feel bad.
Yes, Nicole felt bad. I was fairly indifferent to the situation, but, Nicole felt bad. So we were kind of bending over backwards a little bit. So then
I even prorated her rent to cut off the, 4 days, mm-hmm. which I don't even think was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there was a big dispute about the quote-unquote $500 deposit that was non-refundable in the contract, but somehow turned into be refundable.
So when, and unfortunately, 3 years ago, things were a hot mess. We were buying the house we're in now. We needed to have a tenant in order to qualify for the loan. So, we moved her in early, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And what we did essentially was she lived there for, I think, a month and a half before we moved out.
Yeah.
We agreed, hey, pay me $500. We'll count it as your deposit and your rent. No big deal. Whatever. You're doing us a solid by moving in here. Mm-hmm. It worked out. She was getting kicked out of her place.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll call it good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I did the, contract, the lease, I used one of those stupid
generic
create a lease mm-hmm. things. It said, put in the amount of the deposit, blah, 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 whatever. And the reason we specifically did a non-refundable deposit was at this point in our life, we couldn't guarantee we would have $500 on hand at any given second. And so it was like, I don't want her to move out and us owe her $500 mm-hmm. and us not be able to come up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, actually, it wasn't $500. It was if we had taken a real deposit, mm-hmm. if we had taken a $2,000 deposit. So we decided, you know what, we'll take a risk too. We'll do a $500 deposit that's non-refundable. It's a risk for her because she's not getting her money back. And it's a risk for us because if she does damage to the property over $500, we're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So.
Side note.
Foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
So we give her the prorated rent amount. We give her the official notice on writing. And she immediately texts me and she's like, you did take a deposit and it was $500. And I was like, well, we agreed to it as non-refundable. I had already pulled the freaking lease and saw that I didn't write non-refundable. So I was like, you're right. I didn't put it in there. She's like, cause I really wanted to use that towards the rent this month. And I was like, whatever. It's fine. You can use it towards the rent this month. you're still going to owe us rent, whatever, it's mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. And, like, right after I sent that, she sent me a picture of the lease, and she was like, see, right here, it says it's, and I was, like, really agitated by that, because, mind you, world, this is my friend.
Quote, unquote.
This is not a stranger. This is, she's not my quote unquote, I mean, she is my tenant, but she wasn't my, she was my friend first and foremost. And that's why I felt bad about selling the house.
So
it's why I offered to give up my house for her to stay at, or my property, or my trailer, or my time.
Side note. And maybe I'm foreshadowing a little bit too.
You are.
Okay. Then I'll stop.
No, I wasn't saying it. I was just saying you are.
So diligent about sending a picture of said paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Not so diligent about the actual physical house.
No, I was going to say, or the rent. She never paid the rent on time.
Or the
rent. So much so that we got so tired of the rent always being late and us not being able to pay our bills that we legitimately were like, dude, okay, send us half on the 1st, send us half on the 15th, because I need some money, because not only were we paying the mortgage, we were paying a second mortgage on it. We were also paying the water, the sewer, the trash. We were paying all of those bills. So when she wasn't paying us until the 20th of the month or whatever,
we're floating it.
We were floating all of this money, and it was so hard. I was like, dude, I'll take half of it on the 1st. Like, give me something.
Mm-hmm.
So
And come to find out, and not that I was ignorant to the fact, but after Nicole explained it to me a little more.
We were really losing renting?
We were about $50, at least $50 a month in the rears. We were at least $50 a month in the rears
mm-hmm.
for said property, which quick math will tell you that's $600 a year, which is not... That's nothing to scoff at.
Okay? Well, and then on top of that, I always felt like my quote-unquote friend was like, she doesn't need the money. It's her second house. Mm-hmm. Like, why? Like, I don't think she understood how hard it was to float the mortgage and float all of these payments.
And make sure that she had a place to live. Is basically what it came down to, is that she didn't have the money, and we didn't have the money either, but we didn't want to lose the investment property that we had.
Mm-hmm.
So we made it work.
So anyways, we'll get up to the, so this was 45 days before we had this conversation, whatever. Shocking, I know, but she never actually paid her rent. She sent a portion of it, but never actually paid her rent. 2 weeks before, or a week before, 10 days, I was like, hey, just check in, make sure everything's fine. You don't need any help, blah, blah, blah. Nope, don't need any help, don't want any help, da-da-da-da-da.
Because I was ready, honestly, that Saturday before. Remember? Because I even suggested it. Like, should we just load up the car trailer and go down there?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you actually ever said those words.
I was... Okay, you're right.
I mean, I'm just being... Like, if we're going to be fair, said that.
You're right. You're right.
Maybe you thought it. But it was never it was never discussed with
you. You're right.
So then, like, so she has to be out Thursday at midnight. So then Monday, I texted her and I was like, hey, just want to let you know, I talked to the bank today and they were like, just so you know, one of the requirements is no trash left behind and just the rooms need to be swept. I was like, okay, that's totally doable. Because I had told her, our tenant, dude, when you leave, you don't need to scrub the walls, bathrooms, kitchen. Like, it doesn't need to be sparkling clean. Like, the bank is taking it. Like, not taking it. But we're selling it to the bank. You don't need to clean it up. Whatevs. We had already been deducted a chunk of money because the yard work needed done. There was a holes in the wall. There was a bathroom repair that wasn't done. We'll skim over all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Monday. I text her about this and she's like, well, I thought you said I didn't need to do anything when I left. And I was like, okay, well, if you can't sweep or take your trash with you, like not leave excessive trash, let me know and I will come down and take care of it. And she was like, no, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I talked to her again 2 nights later. I think I talked to her Tuesday night and Wednesday night, just making sure. She was like, nope, got it. Don't need any help, blah, 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 blah. Cool. Now we come to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back after this break and we'll let you know how how Thursday podcast record night worked.
Okay.
Be right back. And we're back.
Yep.
Times two.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Means we lost the recording that we were doing earlier.
Yeah, so we recorded like the whole next segment and then something glitched and it got lost.
Sweet.
So we're doing it again.
So if there's any of the last segment still on the air, we're trying to repeat it, but yeah, probably not exactly.
What?
I don't know how any of this works.
If the audio is lost, how would they have the audio?
Maybe it's off in Never Never Land.
And how the hell would they get it?
I don't know.
All right. So, we are back to last Thursday.
Or back to last Thursday? Or are we going to go back? I can't remember where we left off.
If you just follow my lead, honey, I will guide you there.
All right. Last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You get home from work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get home from work and the wife's wrestling the horse trailer. Yeah. Which is usually not a good sign. Like, it's just not. Where we live and the animals that we have, I thought something was, like, seriously wrong with one of the big animals. But, no. It was because we had to go, quote-unquote, pick up trash at our rental house. Yeah.
So you're not going to tell the story now?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where. So we end up getting down there. We get down there at, what was it, 8 o'clock? Something like that?
Sure.
And it's not just trash we got to pick up. We got to move her out of the house. So, we get there, and there's not a thing packed. There's not nothing. Like, the whole house is just, like, looks like, oh, yesterday we decided to move. Like, and not even yesterday, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, like, 6 hours before we decided to move.
Yeah.
There were bed frames everywhere.
There weren't bed frames everywhere. There was fucking beds put together.
Yes. Very true.
There were boxes not packed. There was, we'll say the living room furniture was gone.
Yes. I'll give you that.
So, we got there and there was no moving truck, no rental truck, no U-Haul, no nothing. There was a truck bed.
Yes.
So, I asked her what she's moving with, and she said she's going to fit everything in her truck bed. So, I looked at Brian, and I was like, well, that's obviously not going to work. So, I guess we're going to need to at least take one load over to her storage facility. So, we loaded up our truck bed, we loaded up her truck bed, and we loaded up the trailer. We went to the storage facility. We unloaded it. It was about 11 o'clock at this point, and we hadn't even made a dent in the garage.
Yeah. Dude, it was ugly. Like, it was ugly.
So, B and I decided we're just going to have to get it done because it was something that had to be done. Like, we are the ones that signed a contract that said that the house would be vacant as of midnight Thursday. Which, spoiler alert, didn't get vacant till 4 a.m., but
and
it did get done.
And mind you, our whole, and that got brought to my realization after I talked to Nicole a little bit that night. Our whole deal pretty much hinged on her getting all of her, for lack of a better term, crap out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, oh, like, really, you're going to cost me a large sum of money if your crap is not out of the house.
A large sum of money that Nicole has already spent.
Yes.
Don't ruin my freaking shopping spree, lady. So we ended up taking two full loads, truck, trailer, to her storage facility. We she said we couldn't go back. Like, she had 24-hour access, but couldn't do another load there. There wasn't really that much room left anyways. Mm-mm. So we talked to her, and we were like, hey, look, like, we got to get a move on this. So the whole, like, dawdling around trying to figure out what we're doing with our life's not working for us. So you go pack the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Nicole's going to work on emptying the house into the garage, and mm-hmm. Brian's going to load the garage into the trailer.
And or truck bed.
So we currently have a trailer full of her, products.
Property.
Property.
Which, mind you, it's not a huge trailer, but it's still a trailer, nonetheless. And it's
bigger than a truck bed.
Way bigger than a truck bed. Way and heavier than a truck bed, too.
We took a truck bed worth of garbage to the dump. Yeah, we did end up leaving a little bit of garbage because we just couldn't get it, but we took a risk.
Yeah, we stacked it on the side of the house. Like,
nicely.
It wasn't in the house,
right?
Per se. That was the main goal, is to not have it in the house and to not make the house look any worse than it actually did. So we removed the trash that was in the front yard also to the side to said side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's where we left it. I wasn't happy about it. Believe me, that is not the way I wanted to leave my, for lack of a better term, pride and joy for the past 20 years.
Oh, wow. Thanks, babe.
Well.
I'm sure Vanessa would love to hear this, too.
Really?
I mean, I'm just saying, you just threw us all fucking under that the house is your pride and
joy?
What the hell? Who even says that? Well,
a dumbass like me.
Jeez Louise.
Okay, something I put a lot of time and effort into and something that I cared about. In said disrepair.
Never have I ever wished I was a fucking house. Anyways.
Sorry. This might be a conversation for next podcast.
I need a break.
What? From what? Me?
Just everything. So, we ended up leaving about 3:30 in the morning. I had to drag Brian out of there.
Yeah.
Why did I have to drag Brian out of there?
Because there was a cement stone in front of the house that I thought would be nice and sentimental, but...
Mind you, that he was never going back to that house. Mm-hmm. He hadn't thought about that fucking brick for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden he wanted to, in the middle of the night, pry bar and hammer this thing out.
Yeah. Probably not the best decision.
After 20 minutes, I told him, I was like, enough. We're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You were fine without it before. You'll be fine without it for now.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I just couldn't. I was... Mm-hmm. I definitely reached my maximum by 3:30 in the morning. Mind you, I had to work at 6:30. Brian had to leave for work at 7. So, wasn't great.
Yeah. No, it definitely was not...
We ended up getting home at 5:15. Yep, almost exactly 5:15.
Yeah.
And... I laid down for an hour till I had to go to work. Thank God I work from home. And B didn't really stay in bed much longer past me. I think he was just kind of wired.
Well, and that's the thing is like, and not my proudest moment, but I've done all-nighters before, and you get to a certain point where you're just like, all right, I'm not going to go to sleep, so might as well just get up and get the day started, you know?
And B did it without any alcohol.
Oh, my God. Oh, don't even get me started.
Yeah, it's a sore subject. Maybe we shouldn't.
It's a good story.
Okay.
So, B comes home with 3 tall cans, which is pretty standard issue because I didn't have any other beer. So, 3 tall cans. And I go ahead and I bring 3 said tall cans to the move. Well, I get down there. I have 1, okay? 1 tall can, which for me is amateur hour. Like, okay, we're just getting the night started.
Which we're all proud of.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That was sarcasm.
Okay. Anyway. Then I turn around and look. License plate fell off the trailer. Yeah, we have no license plate on the trailer. So,
we need to get that fixed.
Probably not the best idea. It's not a good idea to drink and drive anyway, but...
Okay, whoa. Let's pause. You were never going to be the one driving. I was.
That's true.
But I had agreed now that, especially without that, I wasn't even going to have a glass of wine. And I didn't think it was a great idea that B drink, because what if I needed him to drive home if I couldn't, for whatever reason, getting tired, et cetera.
That's true.
Then on the way to the...
storage unit the first time, I'm driving, and we hear... what the hell is that?
Both of his cans got punctured.
By something in the back of the actual truck. Like the actual truck, like the cab. And there's freaking tall cans spraying all over the freaking place. Nicole does the freaking, sorry, dude, you gotta lose the tall cans. Freaking dumps them out of the truck.
Mind you, when we came back, they were gone, so I'm pretty sure a homeless dude had 2 beers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it gets better, folks. Our renter, or the person we're helping move, proceeds to say, hey, can I take a break real quick? Sure. Whatever. Go ahead.
You don't need to ask me for permission to take a break.
Whatever. You're a grown-ass adult. Just go ahead and take a break.
I did tell her that, actually.
You're a grown-ass adult?
I was like, you're grown up. You can make your own decisions. Don't be asking me shit like that.
She proceeds to go out front. Where I'm working.
We're working. Yeah, I was going to say, where I'm working.
Like, not around the corner, not like I can't see her, not like freaking, no, like immediately right in line of sight, lights a cigarette and pops a Mike Hard's lemonade. I'm like, this bitch here.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Not a great choice.
It's already freaking night noon, okay? It's already night noon, and... I'm already not a happy camper because I'm wiping your ass and you're out front having a drink that I don't have, okay? And I'm, mind you, the day before it was 105 degrees. I think that day it was only about 100 that day. So at night it was 85 maybe. And I'm out there sweating my freaking ass off loading your shit in my trailer to take to your storage unit and or wherever it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And this
woman
is out smoking a cigarette and having an alcoholic drink.
Whatever. I mean, if we're being realistic, like being honest, was she any help in the move at all?
No.
Okay. So, really, we did it without her. So,
yeah,
it didn't matter if she was smoking
pretty
or
much.
Not.
Oh, and that was reminded to us, too, that we were doing it selfishly.
Yeah, because, okay, so I made a comment to her, like, hey, Brian and I have already decided we're not leaving, we're not going to sleep tonight, so don't worry about that, like, we're going to be here all night, like, we need to get you out, because we could lose the sale of this house over this, and I'm not willing to let that happen. So then later on, she made a comment, like, oh yeah, well, I'm glad you're here, even if you are here for selfish reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. What?
Like, super lucky. Super lucky old B didn't hear that.
Right, because B would have done anything.
Really?
What would you have done?
Freaking lit her up, dude.
Because that would have solved nothing. You weren't going to light anybody up. It wasn't going to solve any problems.
That's true.
Don't act like you're a badass.
Okay, I won't.
Being a badass would have been to contain yourself and do for the greater good.
Which I did. Ish.
You're saying, though, had you heard that you wouldn't have done that. That you would have let everything go, and you would have blown it out of proportion to where she wouldn't have gotten moved out of our house, and we would have potentially had issues.
That's true.
You think it makes you a badass to say, oh, I'd have lit her up. It actually makes you a badass to have heard it and moved on with your life and been an adult. Like, that's actually more impressive.
Okay. Duly noted.
All right. So to wrap up the story, the final nail in the coffin on the house was a hole.
The hole in the floor?
In the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So like 2 days before she was moved out, I, you know, she made a comment like, well, what are they going to do, charge you for the trash? And I was like, yeah. And, like, if there was any additional damage or whatever. And she's like, well, you know about... She's like, well, they know about the hole in the floor, right? And I was like, no, it wasn't documented anything. What are you talking about, a hole in the floor? She's like, well, it was definitely there when they were there. And I was like, well, why is there a hole in the floor? And she's like, because I have a 350-pound 22-year-old son. And his chair put a hole in the floor. And I was like... well, there's nothing I can do about it now. Like, I don't know, had you told me about it when it happened, or you told me about it 2 months ago, or a week ago, or 4 days ago, or anything, I could have maybe fixed it. But there's nothing I can do now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's a hockey puck size.
Good. That's a great reference, right? Actually. Yeah, I'm thinking that's reasonable. Yeah. In my mind, that's reasonable.
I'm thinking there's a hockey puck size hole in the floor from a wheel.
Yeah,
maybe the floor was faulty and it blew a hole in it. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, this floor is not very old.
We put it in February of 19.
So 4 months before we moved out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How big was the hole, babe?
About, what, 3 feet long, foot and a half, maybe 2 feet wide.
With soda spilled everywhere and the underneath floor torn up It was like bubbled all the way through the freaking room.
The subfloor was coming apart. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
The subfloor that lasted, I don't know, upwards of 20 years that my dad and I put in.
Destroyed in one soda can?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So, obviously, folks out there, if you have waterproof core floor, that's awesome. That's great. Just make sure you wipe it up after it gets spilled. Like, it'll be fine if you just wipe it up after it gets spilled.
I still don't know entirely how the floor got... It wasn't a hole in the floor. The flooring was ripped out.
Yeah.
It was ripped out.
Dude, yeah. It was... Yeah.
There was a hole in the wall.
Dude, it was bad, dude.
And anyways.
Then, yeah.
Come to find out, we were charged for the floor previously, so that didn't come up. All's well that ends well. She was out of the house on time. The walkthrough went fine. The little bit of trash on the side of the house, they didn't charge us for.
Mm-hmm.
We had one dump run.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Other than no sleep.
I suppose.
Other than our time and our $100 in gas and our $50 at the dump. And
yeah, I mean, it's just a little discouraging that a quote-unquote friend would treat, you know.
Well, that.
Your property
is why
that way.
I don't want to be a landlord.
No. And honestly, guys, and Nicole and I have had this conversation. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, you know, like, really, because I have respect for other people's stuff. Like, I just do. And I was kind of brought up in the ways of, okay, you borrow something from somebody, you either bring it back in the same condition, if not better.
Mm-hmm.
Not destroyed, not wrecked, not freaking. Guys, I'm 6'3". There were weeds in the backyard that were taller than I am. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's not a lie. That's not a lie. And we mapped it out. Yard work had not probably been done on that house since we moved out.
That is the truth.
Which is discouraging to me, but it actually ended up not making me feel better, but making me feel better about getting rid of the house altogether. Like, it just did.
So that's our why we weren't here last weekend which took way too much time. But anyways, we gave you our IVF update. We are now on period watch. Waiting for my period to start. Once that does, then 18 days afterwards, we schedule our transfer of the little boy embryo. And we're going to need all the sticky baby dust we can get.
Do you want some more?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
After tonight, I want nothing to do with you right now.
Okay.
Love you, but ugh.
Do you?
Ugh.
Do you love me?
I need that therapy session now.
Call them up.
So, I just want to preempt this with, yes, we want to keep you guys super updated, but the podcast this summer could be a little more intermittent just with everything that we've got going on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the kids. out of school, just a little bit of chaos, me working from home, with this transfer. It's just, I may need a break here and there. So,
and honestly, guys, we're going to try. We are really going to try.
It is the goal.
We are really going to try it. But, you know, like things like last week, unfortunately, come up. And believe me, I was not happy about it at the time.
I would have rather missed it because we were out partying.
Yeah, bro, me too. Or we were at the casino. Or we were like freaking hammer down, like go to the bar. Yeah, me too. But.
All right. Well, if you want to add to our podcast, you can email us at nowyouwantababy@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call, leave us a voicemail, or send us a text message at 304-806-A-BABY. Follow us on TikTok for the most up-to-date updates. I was like, what is the word I want? And on Instagram at nowyouwantababy. But thank you guys so much for listening to our vent session and our updates. And please send us all the sticky baby magic that you can.
Mojo.
So we got one little dude to try it with.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're just going to put all five girls in and just wing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
right.
Kidding. We up with sing to, what's five?
That would be pentuplets.
Really?
A pentagon's five-sided.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks again for listening to our podcast. I'm Nicole.
I'm Brian. I'm out of beer.
No, you're not.